Terence chapter admission 7, Azalef Esaborif, one's emptying wine from a pit, and Nimtza Sheretz Barishona, and then he finds a dead Sheretz in one of the vessels that he's emptying. So what he's doing, he's got a whole lot of vessels, and he kind of dips the first one in the pit, and he puts it down, and then he dips the next one in the pit to fill it with wine, puts it down, dips the next one, and after they're all full, so he looks back, and there's a dead Sheretz in the first jug, whatever he's filling with over there. It says the Mishnah Kulin Tmas. So all of the wine in all of the vessels is impure. Why? Because we assume that dead Sheretz was either in the pit, in which case the wine was impure anyway, or it was in the jar. And when he put the first jar into the wine, so he made the wine impure, and so all of the others are all impure. Bachrona, but if he finds it in the last one, then he Tmas, then only the last one will be impure. And also the pit, obviously, the chulan taurus, but the rest of them will be pure because we now assume that it was in the last one, that the dead sheretz was in the last one. So when he was filling them all up, they were all pure. The wine was pure. It's only when he took that last one and dipped it inside the pit did he make the wine in the pit impure. So they're all pure except for that last one. And Masa, and when is this? Says the Mishnah Bizman Shizolaf Bechol Achas V'Achas. The case we're talking about over there is where he individually fills them. Aval Imhay Zolaf B'Machatz, but if he uses like another pitcher, ladling jar, he says, if he uses like a ladling jar to fill them. And Nimtza Sheretz B'Achas Mehen, if he finds a dead Sheretz in one of them, Hitma Bilvad, only that one is impure. Because then we assume that where was the dead sheretz? It was in that one. It wasn't in the... Because he's using a ladling jar, we don't assume that it came out of the pit. We assume it is where it is. That's where we found it. And Amasa, and also another qualification, says the Mishnah, is Manshu Boidek Velo Mechasa, or Mechasa Velo Boidek. This is where he checks them when he's filling them up. He checks that there's nothing in there. That's Boidek. And Mechasa is he covers it up. So, Haya Boedek Mechas, if he checks and covers, so before he fills it, he checks, and he sees that it's empty, there's no dead sheretz in there. Then he fills it with wine, and then he covers it. Okay? And now, sometime later, he finds the Nimtza Sheretz. Now he finds dead sheretz in there later. So where must it have come from? It must have come from out of the pit or out of the ladling jar, because he checked it before it was empty, and he covered it afterwards, so the dead sheretz couldn't have got in afterwards. So it must have come out of the ladling jar. So in that case, says the Mishnah, kol tameh, b'bora kol tameh, b'machatz kol tameh. It's all impure in the pit, and it's impure whether he finds the dead sheretz in the jar, or in the pit, or in the ladling jar. In that case over there, everything becomes impure.